So the Gemara in Daf Masechtas Yuma Daf Yud begin on the base. Begin to taste the Masechta that begins words of the Gemara. Dilma Asla Fushim in Apata Lachiv. Well, there's a problem. How can you say it's rabbinic? Then really, biblically, it's really exempt. You might come to separate on this biblically exempt onto that which is biblically obligated tevel. And because of that, it can't be that this obligations that we said regarding Erev, Mezuzah, and Meiser was rabbinic. Which faces Tamil, it's a wonder to me. What were we have many situations, many cases where biblically it's not obligated. Rabbanan Gazavahan and Rabbanan, they decreed that it should be rabbinically obligated. We don't have this concern that our Gemara is making dim us lafushim and apatal chiv, the Yemek of the Sebri, that which is biblically exempt from that which is biblically obligated, couldn't like hit Mama Arts, a classic case of when someone buys from Mama Arts, which is the halacha of Demai, which is that biblically you're exempt and rabbinically you're obligated. And we're not chayshish for apatal lachiv. So it says, for some, what you can say is like this. Since when you buy from Mama Arts, the rabbis did not obligate you to separate Truma Gedayla, because really that we know that they separated. Even the tais that the Rabbana did obligate a person to separate, a person could separate them and keep it for himself. It's just that you have to separate it from the Isra Shabbai, but for the monetary, you could keep it. So it could carry two with them in abundance. So there's a lot of recognition that it is rabbinic, meaning that, and that was regarding the Meiser Rishon, Meiser, and the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani. That you could keep it for yourself. Oh, so there's a lot of differences in these cases. Oh, so it's already recognizable as rabbinic. But and if you're not going to come to separate from Potter Alachiv. And so it says, so too, when it says in the first thing, of Gilam and Al, regarding Hichnashi Bailim, Laslamem Isam. Someone brings in stalks of grain to make dough out of them, but it's not yet fit to make dough yet because it wasn't yet threshed, it wasn't yet smoothed into a pile. Allah is Oichman Arayu Potter. You could eat from it a snack. And you're going to be exempt. But to eat, to go ahead and make a meal out of it, oh, so that, that would be rabbinically obligated. And what? And we see that the Chacham are not concerned that you're going to separate from this on that which is biblically obligated. Why not? Says Taisa there too. Since they permitted you to eat from it a snack without taking ma'isr, it carries. So it's recognizable that it's not biblical. Because the midi de mechayim de raisa, anything that's biblically obligated, asa lachla fal arai, achem eruch, and I'll eat from it, even the snack, if it already had been smoothed out in the pile, get lambda peyah, come in the seventh peyah, in Mishnah Vav. Which machin lachayis loifah such a merech, you could feed to the wild animals and the birds until it's smoothed out. Ababasin meruch loif, but after it's smoothed out, no, because machal achilis behem, achashav achilis rai, any feeding of an animal, even a meal, is considered like a snack. So you see a snack is forbidden after it was smoothed out, and the fact that they permitted a snack was again a recognizable sign that it's rabbinic. So anything again that's recognizable, we're not discussing. Take a second look. It says, wait a second. The rabbis instituted to separate maestros from grain which is bought from a Gentile. Lamanda Amma, according to the one who holds, yesh kinyu lanachri lafkimi an maestro, that a Gentile has acquisitions and rights in the land of Eretz Yisrael to preclude it from having a biblical obligation of maestro. It's just they made a decree to separate maestros from that too. Again, over there, why we're not concerned that you might come to separate now from this biblically exempt onto that which is biblically obligated. No one's going to make a mistake by the grain of a Gentile because you know that it's not obligated and you know that it's only rabbinically obligated and that you're not going to come to go ahead and mix it up with biblically obligated. And Mechain Yishol tries to give the same answer to Chutzlart regarding grain from out of Eretz Yisrael. Shoyim Afrishim in the Truma or Meiser actually Boho Raivim that they used to separate from the produce in Chutzlart. Truma is a Meiser until the young Tamid Chacham came along with Bitlu and they nullified the Kedusha Rishami because they're also the Lekha Detoy. No one's going to make a mistake. Everyone knows that it's only biblically obligated in Eretz Yisrael. So to Atzus in the Nokam Nami regarding a pot that has no hole. The Chaim Rabbana, where rabbinically it's obligated to separate tithes. Again, why are you not concerned? You're going to come to confuse with that which has a hole, which is biblically obligated, and you're going to do one on the other. That says tithes because Harmin Beperek Yishur Rabbah, the Gemara says, Yavam, Zab, Petes, Amin, Alav, Gabi, Misha, Ein, Nakav, Al, Nakav. Someone takes from a Trumas of Isis, from the one that doesn't have a hole, on the one that does have a hole, which is from Pata Alachiyah. So he says that Allah is Truma. What you did is Truma. But beyond Zavi Yitzchum, you have to go and take Truma again. Now, that's because betray money tithes. When there's two different pots, so then the people, the Maratzim, they listen. He knows that it's not going to help from Otzah Sheinu Nakav on the Otzah Nakav. But, b'chad manu le'tayis, when it's in the same pot, he's not going to listen. In other words, when someone's doing a tamei atar, but they both were in the atzis nakiv, then we say that no, the truma's not going to take effect at all. Because if you penalize them to say that, oh, it's truma, well, we're concerned he's not going to go out and take truma a second time. Now, so again, all these cases is they made it in situations where the person's going to know that it's rabbinic, it's a penalty, and they won't do it from patza lechiv. Aval hacha, but over here, regarding the produce that's brought into the sukkah, if you're obligated to separate, as we're saying here in our Gemara rabbinically, well, toiv asavar, the mender is then he's going to make a mistake and think it's biblically obligated. And then again, do mina patza lechiv, like our Gemara is saying, unlike all the cases we just brought in Taisus, because the mimapis lay days of dir kavud deresa, who's to know, to draw the lots, to know which is the residence that's biblically obligated, because the kibin of who shai to die by bakaba, he thinks, because since for sukkahs, here we are, this is our permanent residence for sukkahs, but chazur, the mechai even lay meiser, and he sees, oh, you see where they obligate us as meiser. So some of the dir kavud chazur, and he's going to think, oh, it's a bona fide residence, vasla fushim, and a patal kibin, he's come to go use this, thinking it's biblically obligated on that which really is biblically exempt, it's only rabbinically obligated on biblical, and therefore that's why the Gemara rejected it. But again, all the other cases, it's hekera that it's rabbinic, and therefore they did not have that concern. The next text, the master begins with the Gemara, bun sabre, the bun hold, gezrinan shar yimaisa shana, that we, it's a gezera of all the other days of the year. Vachid brushan, this is what they're saying, that the chacham require, that by the lishkas by hedrin and mezuzah, is because Shabbat is a dira shiva, because it was a residence for the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. So therefore, as a decree, to make sure that you have the mezuzah for those 7 days, we require it all year round. Which Amar Rebbe Yehuda says, no, what do you mean? There were many residences there, apartments in the temple complex. Sometimes for some need. And we didn't say that, oh, the has to have all year round, because of those days that it is being used. And if so, there's a good prohibition also, we should not make gzera for the whole year because of the 7 days that it actually is used. Ella rather says, if you're the lishkas prohibition gzera. No, that was only for a decree that we required, but it's really not obligated. Now, says Tais Avagav Rabban and Namigzera has a good prohibition, although one of the was also gzera, like we explained. So what's he saying? He's disagreeing and saying it's only gzera. They also had gzera. That's just how come this is what Rebbe is saying. No, gzera chriti. The reason why I had all year round was for a different gzera, not because of atu beis dira, because then what do you do with all the other apartments? Rather, it's for a different gzera shleyem rekan gula chavish beis asur, in other words, that people shouldn't say, oh, the high priest is locked up in jail, like quarantine, not able to get out. And that's why, but not the gzera that you're saying, which was atu the 7 days that it's actually used, because like you see from the other apartments that we don't have this gzera. Then the master begins with the Gemara, Rabban Sabri Gezrin, and Rabban hold that we make Exer, Rabban the Saba, like Gezrin, he hold that we don't make Exer. Says Tezakin, he gives us Rashi. This is the version, the text of Rashi. Well, Pirish, Dad the Lelkoi, and he explains that it's going on what we mentioned before, meaning Alishkas by Hedron. On the Alishkas by Hedron, with Rabban hold that it's Chayim Mezuzah even the rest of the year, as like we're saying, because they hold Gezrinon, we make Exer, because to make sure you have it those 7 days too. Yudah says, no. For that reason, we wouldn't make a gzera. We wouldn't require all year round because of that. Rather, it's a different gzera because that we don't want that people should say that the kohen is locked up in the jail. You have mezuzah, looks like an apartment. Now, the hashtag takes Rabbi Yehuda. And now we don't have a difficulty in the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda that we find by Lishka Vahedrin. It says it's not obligated only because of gzera, but Bissuk Yehud is even obligated in Abtaira. So that's not difficult because the Hod Mechai Rabbi Bissuk of Avon the Reds of this Rabbi Yehuda is obligated in the Sukh even biblically, meaning how do we know it's biblical? And Mechai B'mai says, would the Gemara prove before because rabbinically you wouldn't be Chai B'mai, sir. So when does he hold this Chai in the Reds? That's the 7 days of Sukkot. Behold the Patel El. And this day he says that you're exempt by the Lishkas by Hedron, midday Raisa. That's by all the days of the year where if you're not living in the Lishka, then there's no Chiyav midday Raisa. And the rest of the year, he disagrees regarding what the Rabbana called the Gezer. Now, that's Rashi's interpretation. So there are many different questions on Rashi's Girsa and this interpretation. Bekashlam, we had the following difficulties. What did Rava, when he's refuting the interpretation of Abaye, have to ask from the wording of the Braisa Diktani, which the words are Sukkah Sachag Bechag, regarding the Sukkah of Sukkahs, on Sukkahs. Buddha says, Chayv Mezuzah Chom Seyipater, Rava asked from this Braisa Abaye that he said that during Sukkahs itself, Even Rabban hold you can be chayiv. The machlekes was only regarding shayim esar shana. Then why did Rava have to ask him the brisa? But loy brisa tikshle labaya. Without the brisa, could ask him the baya. Midivri atzmi from the words of Abaya himself would be difficult. And that is, even if the brisa did not explain that it's specifically that the Rabban hold you can be potter during the 7 days of Sukkot, it would still be difficult. Because the chiyecha dolei tikshle b'vidom that Abaya needed that. That Rabbi Yehuda should not contradict himself. So Mukhla Braisa the Sukkah, so he explained the Braisa of Sukkot, that Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be biblically obligated. He says, Bezayin Yimei HaChag, it's during the 7 days of Sukkot. And the Braisa by the Leshkas by head, Rabbi Yehuda says you may exempt from the Mezuzah. That he says by the other days of the year. So, and the reason is because the Ilavachi, because if Abai wouldn't have explained the Braisa of Sukkah in the 7 days of Sukkot, we would not have been answering anything from what we asked earlier, and we still have the original question: why Balishkas Pahed and Rabbi say you can be exempt, but by Sukkah holds you can be biblically obligated? No, Pim came to. So if that's the case, but listen to the Brisa of the Sukkah, so even without the wording of the Brisa that we're talking about Sukkah of Sukkahs on Sukkahs, even if we're not explicitly said that, still Tikshu Labai, Rabbi would still have a question about Bayi, like we said, obviously it's talking about on Sukkahs itself. Because that's how he explains the brisa that's Tumas Sukkot itself. And even so, it says, the Rabban hold you're going to be potter. So how could Abayah say that during the 7 days of Sukkot, everyone holds you're going to be chayiv? So why did Rabbi have to ask from the wording? If even without the wording, it's obvious that Abayah has explained that the Sukkah brisa is talking about on Sukkot itself. But moreover, says Taisis, it's very contrived to say, when the Gemara previously says, if you're going to say that this, you're going to hold that you're going to be chayiv and mezuzah by sukkah, which seems to contradict what he says, balishka ahead and vegim, potter that, oh, that's when you're a banon. Now, according to Rashi's interpretation, tzricha lemein, but you have to say it, that the reason why it's rabbinically obligated is because of a gezer. It's a decree by sukkah, or to dir gemur, because it could get confused with a bona fide resident. And that's a taste of, well, that's kosher, that's typical. So if you're saying that by Sukkah, and then previously by Lishkas Pahedrin, which Rabbi says that's only obligated because of a Gezerah, then you would have to explain the Gezerah to Behuda. What is that Gezerah to Behuda all up? Hatu Dir Gemura. It's also because it might get confused with a bona fide resident. Ki Hacha, like he says over here, by the Sukkah. If so, so you find a Behuda that makes this gezeira of a temporary residence because of a bona fide residence, then you don't any, you know, so that says, if that's the case, Lahabi Kimaskan, that's not like the conclusion. That says, no, that's not his gezeira because of the Gibor, it's because of that, we don't want the Kagoda to look like he was locked up in jail. Boy, moreover, says Tais, if you're going to say like this, that's what the Bechitim and Rabbana means to say, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds rabbinically obligated by Sukkah and Malishkas Vahedron because of a Gzera Atudir Gemura, then Igaz in Malishkas Vahedron Atudir Gemura, if you're going to have this Gzera that by Malishkas Vahedron, that's because it's going to be confused with a bona fide resident, then by all other chambers that had a place of residence in the Beis HaMikdash, why didn't they have mezuzah and Igaz Atudir Gemura? You should make Gzera because of a bona fide Dira. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda had answered, he says, wait a second. Many chambers in the Beis HaMikdash didn't have mezuzah except for Lishkas Pahedron, which had a Beis Dira. And so obviously the Lishkas Pahedron, he says it's a special gezerah, that's why it's chayv mezuzah. But if you say like Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda intends to say that the gezerah is because of the Beis Dira, well then that actually is difficult. Then why didn't you say that all the other chambers that had a residence also should have this gezerah of the Beis Dira? On this last question, says Taisa Miu Zenuchel Yashiv, the Hotevah, what you could answer is that, oh, this is what the Gemara was asking. But what Rabbi Yehuda was asking, there were many chambers that had a temporary apartment. It's like the chamber that they only guarded there at night, not during the daytime. They didn't have mezuzah. And what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was like this. Now, if you're going to say like a temporary dwelling, like the Lishkas Pahedron, which is only meant for 7 days, you is biblically obligated at a time when you are dwelling. So these apartments should also be obligated at night time when they would be in those apartments. Rather, obviously, that no, Lishkas Pahedron is not biblically obligated because it's only a temporary apartment. So not biblically obligated. Rather, Gzeri Drabban Haisa Atu Diri Gemura. It was only rabbinically obligated because of confusion with a bona fide residence. Aye, so why do we make it only specifically on the Lishkas Bahadrin? Because Vahach, the Hayyabadir Bazayan Bimamabala, this, that the Lishkas Bahadrin, that was an apartment for 7 days and seven nights. Mechalfa, but you're good, that could be confused with a regular apartment, regular house. Avahanachle Mechalfa, but those are not going to be confused because they're only used at nighttime. And therefore, we didn't make the Xero over there. And therefore, for that question, you can answer for Rashi why that's not difficult, what Debuda was differentiating between Lishkas Bahadrin and that of the other Lashachas. But Taisa continues with his questions on Rashi. Another difficulty is, my head depart. What's this that the question is being asked on Abaye that he explained that during the 7 days of the Negri, you can be chayiv? And that Rabbi asks, how could you say that? But the Bryce was specifically talking about Sukkot on Sukkot. And the Rabbanah said, you can be potter. So you see, the whole you can even in Sukkot, the Mashmid Leparach sounds like the only question was, because it says on Sukkot. But you have Sukkot Achag Stamad, if we just said the Sukkah of Sukkot, with unspecified, we'll have a Kushli, then Rabbah would not have a difficulty. But the question of Amai, why? Da'afet became Tikshle Ha'idilel, it should still be difficult, what we mentioned previously, and that is that Mechayvi Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon said that you're going to be obligated by the Lishkas Bahedrin, even by the rest of the year. Whereas by Sukkot, Rabban Hod, you can be potter from mezuzah. So even according to Abaye, that he explains that specifically by the rest of the year, Rabban Hod, you can be potter from the Sukkah, still is difficult. By Lishkas Bahedrin, they hold you are going to be obligated the rest of the year. And, well, there must be lechalig. And you can't differentiate between Sukkah and Lishkas Bahedrin to say that they're different, like Taisus himself had previously demonstrated on the Menalf and the Bermasa Lechitim Rabbanon, that, oh, specifically by Sukkah, is exempt from mezuzah the rest of the year because you really in the star if it's raining you'll leave very easily. But the Lishkas Bahedrin the rest of the year should be obligated mezuzah because those 7 days when he's there it's a full fledged apartment, he's quarantined but he's not leaving, and therefore the Gemara didn't ask and say that according to Rabbanon, you see the part from the Sukkah that even on the 7 days of Sukkot, sometimes you can't say that because the Mekin, if that would be the case, my part of Sukkot is a Chag B'chulu. Then what's the Gemara asking from the Sukkah of Sukkahs that Rabban said begin to be exempt even during Sukkahs itself? How could Abaye then? And the question was, how could Abaye say that on the 7 days Eben holds the Din Michayev? What do you mean? Limit Rabbanon. Avakav the Gabal Lishkas by Hedrin Gazi Afilu B'Shalim Meisachon. You could say, what do you mean? According to Rabbanon, did even though Lishkas by Hedrin Gazi even the rest of the year because in those 7 days it's a full fledged apartment? Yeah, the Sukkahs a Chag Pachav and Luchag. Then on Sukkahs they exempt you even on Sukkahs itself. Because it's not really such a full-fledged apartment. And that's why you put it even in the 7 days itself. Rather, obviously, from the fact that Rabbi asked Abaye from Sukkot Chag B'Chag, that Abaye Rabbi less lo haisra l'chag ben Sukkot L'Shabbat. Obviously, it does not hold this svara to use it, like we're saying, for Shayim Masashana, because otherwise you could have used even Sukkot itself. So then we're back to the question. So why didn't Rabbi ask that... Why is he only asking from the words of the Brisa? About the Rabbah, to the contrary, what he should have said is like this: to be heard the kasha. What's only difficult to be heard the Rabban Rabban like kasha, but Rabban is not a difficulty. What do you mean? The Metech to Ritzah Shalab Bayi Shabbat Latatzal Yehuda. According to Bayi, that's coming to answer according to Behuda that explained that when by Sukkah Behuda Olzig Mechayv is someone in the 7 days kasha Tveler Rabban Medikra. What do you mean? The Rabban are even more difficult than they were in the beginning because it comes in now according to Rabbanon. They hold you can be exempt from a sukkah, a mezuzah, even during the 7 days of Sukkot. Whereas by Lishkas Bahedrin, they hold you can be chayiv even by the rest of the year. Dafel b'leishin lo debay, because he went out of Abaye's answer, which he had explained that the machlekes is in the rest of the year. Kash Rabban Rabban, we had a difficult Rabbanan on Rabbanan. Afel kimikmin lo shnei b'ayis b'shiva, even if he explained the two b'ayis in the 7 days itself, which was also difficult by Lishkas Bahedrin, they say you can be chayiv mezuzah, and by Sukkot, you can be potter. But Koshkin Labaye, for sure, according to Abaye, Domin, that he says the Rabban Mechayv El, the Rabban Hold Yichayv Alishkas Bahedrin, the Avil B'Shayim is not even the rest of the year. And here they say you can be Padre even on Sukkot itself, because Abaye explains the Machlekes Alishkas Bahedrin the rest of the year, and Slochom Yichayv, and Rabbi Huda that holds Yichayv Basukkot. Abaye says, when is that? In the 7 days of Sukkot, it's coming to Rabban Archelik, and they're Padre even 7 days itself. So what do you mean? You have the difficulty of Rabban on the Rabban. So, that should have been a difficulty from Abaye, just from the Rabbanan themselves. But moreover, says Taisus, another difficulty is Kibin Rabbanan, since Rabbanan previously, they don't hold the Yechai Balish Mehad, Elmashim Gezerah, on the court of Gezerah, of confusing this Lishka, Otto Dira Gemurah. But Rabbi Yehuda lo asla aflugelai. And Rabbi Yehuda does not really come and disagree regarding the halacha. He agrees that it's rabbinically obligated. El b'ha de'ena tamashem gizere d'shayim ha'sashon ha'design. It's just, it doesn't hold this because of confusing the rest of the year because of the 7 days, like we're saying, atra dir gebura. El mashem shamayem b'kayim go l'chavashu. It's because he says for a different gizere, because we don't want them people to say that it's like he's locked up in jail. Well, im kein, if that's the case, have a little meme behind lishna. That the wording shouldn't have been in like the wording, like as if he disagrees. That lishka's prohibiting gezerah, he said, like, oh, it was a gezerah. I'm not giving the rabbanim a gezerah. I said, what kind of rabbanim is a gezerah? And the boy, the lefusha gezerah, rather, what he should have explained is what the gezerah is. Shleim akarim lechavashu. But according to Rashi, it's difficult because they both agree it's rabbanim, which is machlik is which one. So don't say it's a gezerah. Everyone agrees it's a gezerah. But Morava says, Tais is finally b'chal svam yishan shreisi. He says, in all the old texts that I saw, gesin bu ipcha, the text is actually the opposite of how Rashi has it. That the words are supposed to be Rabban Sabi Loi Gazrinan, Rabbi Yehuda Sover Gazrinan, the opposite of our words of our Divya Maskel, the way Rashi has it. So therefore, after all these questions, there's such a nearly called Sugi Beinach. It says, to me, this whole topic it seems to be in a whole different interpretation. And that the Haid Kama, this that the Gemara previously said, to answer the contradiction of Yehuda, that Balishka's Bahedrin, it's only rabbinic, whereas by Soko, he holds biblically obligated. When the Gemara says, Rechitim Rabbanan, that if you think to say that even if Yehuda holds Yichayev by a sukkah mezuzah, is only rabbinic, and if it doesn't contradict what he says about Lishkas Vahedrin, that's because it's just like if Yehuda is concerned about Lishkas Vahedrin, people might say he's locked in jail. So to by sukkah, that the Rabbana held that Yichayev Lishkas Vahedrin not tayer, Yehuda says, no, it's only rabbinic, so he says that that this is a concern, so to by sukkah, that we don't want people to think that the person's locked up, so to by lishkas v'hedrin, which the Gemara says, no, how could you think to say Yehuda holds the Rabban, etc., until the Gemara says, that in the 7 days of themselves, no one disagrees, bein b'lishka bein b'sukkah, whether by lishka by sukkah, that you're going to be chayv in the mezuzah, because that's the days that he's dwelling over there. Keep plagi v'shayim v'shashon, that the machlekes was the rest of the year. And that's Bein Belishka, Bein Besukah, which is Rabban Sabi Loi Gazrinan. These are the words of the way Taisa says the Girsa. But hold, we're not going to the rest of the year up through the 7 days themselves. And they actually hold by the Lishka and the Sukah, you're going to be part of a mezuzah. V'achi Pirishka Bein Lishka. And this is the explanation by the Lishka, which we said that all the chambers didn't have mezuzah. Chutz Melishka's Perhedin Shabbohi Sadir, except for the Lishka Perhedin, which had an apartment. And it's obligated mezuzah, pirish. When is it obligated? At the time when there is a, when the apartment is being used. That's only over 7 days. Vesulai, and no more. Mechayev midairaisa. That's when we say it's biblically obligated specifically in the 7 days. But a gzer for the abanan, they don't hold of. And then for the rest of the year, you're going to be exempt from having a mezuzah because they're not gezer. Shayim asashana ato the shivis yamah. Which I'm going to read. It says the abanan. According to you, that you say that all 7 days are biblically obligated because even a seasonal apartment is considered a bona fide bais of base dirum. But there's many chambers that had these temporary apartments. Even at the time when the people were dwelling over there. And Lishka's Perhedrin, now there must be the Lishka's Perhedrin, because was a rabbinic decree. Shalayim, you shouldn't say the Kongo was locked up in jail. Ah, but Kivin, who time was since, rebuked this thing, and it's because of that reason. Then that's why, actually, so his so to speak, leniency actually comes to be a stringency. And therefore, and that's where he disagrees on this point too, it actually had a mezuzah all year round. That the first mezuzah lekosa, that should be publicized to all, the dear Malyasi, that it's a bona fide apartment, and the base of Surah Mukhabish, that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked up in jail. So it comes according to Rabbanan, in the 7 days itself, the Lishka is biblically obligated in mezuzah. And the whole year round, you actually part the Kohen Gadol, both the 7 days, and the rest of the year are rabbinically obligated. Oh, but Sukkah Nami. That's also the Shemuz by Sukkah. Shiva the Chag, the 7 days of Sukkah, is called Emelie Plagi the Chayiv. That's what he was saying, that everyone, no one disagrees that you can be obligated. The Rabban Medere, the Rabban is going to be biblically obligated because they hold the seasonal apartment as Chayiv Mezuzah. The Rabban is going to be rabbinically Kamayi, Legabin Lishka's bread, like he says, Lishka's Vahedrin, which we don't want it to look like he's locked in jail. Keep Ligi Bishayim Mezuzah, the Machlegi for the rest of the year, we Rabban, like God, the Shayim Mezuzah, the Chag. According to Rabban, we don't make Exerb the rest of the year, Atu Chag. We're not going to get confused with that of Otto Beis Dira. The same reasoning, the Rabbanan of during Sukkot itself, is the same thing that applies all year round. We don't want it to look like a jail. Because it's disgraceful and it's embarrassing for the mitzvah. But it's like almost as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is exerting the Jewish people and locking in the Sukkah. That's why it's going to be obligated in the mitzvah all year round. To publicize that she and there look, oh, look at my dear Kashuba, that she look like a bona fide resident. It comes out that the Braisa that talks about Lishkas Vahedrin, that according to Rabbanan, it's biblically obligated in the mezuzah, and Yehuda holds it's only as a gezeira. It's talking about during the 7 days of the quarantine itself. According to Rabbanan, they hold that it's a temporary deer, it's biblically obligated. Yehuda holds, no, it's not. It's only rabbinic. Now, regarding the rest of the year, according to Rabbanan, you're going to be pot, according to Yehuda, you're going to be chayim for the same gezeira. The price of my soccer, Yehuda holds, you chai, b'chom, hold your potter, is talking about the rest of the year. According to Yehuda, that gezeira, that it shouldn't look like he's locked in jail, applies all year round. According to Yehuda, there's no such gezeira. But you're right, during the 7 days of soccer, according to Yehuda, you can be chai in the soccer, in the mezuzah, according to Yehuda, biblically, according to Yehuda, rabbinically. Ah, so now the text continues, that since we know, according to Yehuda, that a soccer is not considered a bias minat tayr, it's only rabbinically obligated all year round, so it shouldn't look like he's in jail. So then, that's the same idea of in the Meiser. Same thing is regarding Meiser, which he mentions in the Braisa. The Mechaiva Midrabana is rabbinically obligated. But it has the same, you have to consider as a bias to be obligated Meiser, again, with the same reason that it should look like a base deer, not like a jail. And Meloy takes you, don't ask, which you might have previously asked, you begin to say it's rabbinic. Oh, Dimos Lafurushim Napatabachulu. No, the Hanumili, when did we say that? It's only if we're only be obligated, and the Meiser is only on Sukkot itself. But in the Isma Dira, at a time when someone's living over there. That's Nechish to Muslim Mitzvah. Then we have to be concerned, maybe someone's going to come to confuse because Kibin the Chazlim Chai Vele Yishad, since he sees that they're only obligated Maestros when we're actually living in this apartment, Aslamayim, the Dira Gemuri, the Rising, say, oh, obviously it's a bona fide Dira biblically, and therefore they might confuse it and be Mafish Minapat Alachir. But now that he sees that it's obligated Maestros even all year round, they're like a Dira Bokla that no one lives in there all year round. It's the same smart days that I previously said in the previous days. So everyone's going to know it's rabbinic. But lost the mitzvah, and they're not going to come to confuse. And therefore, that's why it's not difficult why there could be a rabbinic obligation in this temporary dwelling all year round.